Radio Brisbane.
Streaming now at abc.net.au/Brisbane.
ABC Radio Brisbane.
Some news about the former Ipswich Mayor Paul Pasali. We'll get to that just before 6:30. But 430 extra services, 200,000 extra seats, a return to a full Monday to Friday timetable. Is today officially the end of what had been dubbed Rail Fail?
Yeah, Robert Dowers from Rail back on track. And Robert, you know, we spoke to Robert earlier and the government has spruced these as new services, but we asked Robert last week, that's not quite the full story, is it, Robert?
No, it's the return essentially back to the October 2016 timetable, which was introduced to coincide with the opening of the new railway line to Kippering. We subsequently saw that they were unable to deliver that timetable, and we've had a series of reduced service timetables since then.
Robert, I know you've been running a counter as to how many days since the rail fail of 2016. Exactly what day are we up to?
1,033, Craig.
Oh.
So it's been a long time coming.
It certainly has. It's been a long time for the passengers. They've put up with reduced service, a lot of problems on the rail network. We would hope that the government would offer a free travel weekend or something coming up, just as some form of recognition of the difficulties that people have had to put up with. But let's be positive. This is a good move today. Important points of the timetable that's coming back in is that there's a consistent Monday to Friday timetable. Now, what we've been enduring lately for a number of years is we've had one timetable for Monday to Thursdays, and on Fridays it's even been a more reduced service timetable with some pretty unusual gaps in the timetable as well. So that will be very welcome by passengers that return to a consistent Monday to Friday timetable. A number of three-car peak services will be converted to six cars. People will find that a lot more comfortable for travelling. And we will also see some minor changes to what was the 2016 timetable. For example, on the Cleveland line, where we've seen a lot of station skipping due to trains that start in the morning peak from Manly having to be altered because trains coming in from Cleveland have been arriving a few minutes late, they've actually, in the new timetable, those trains will be starting a few minutes earlier from Cleveland. Now, what that will do, hopefully we'll have them on time at Manly, and the skipping that we've seen in pretty considerable numbers from Manly through to Park Road will be avoided. So that's a pretty welcome move.
So commuters will notice a difference, and to them, this will feel like more services, won't it, Robert?
There's certainly a lot more services peak, but there's also more services out of the peak as well. The biggest change that people will note will be that the Friday timetable will have full service delivery, the same as Monday to Thursday. The impact of that can't be estimated. That's a really good step forward.
One of the big things about why QR hasn't introduced these services previously is they said we didn't have the driver numbers. And I know there has been a big recruitment campaign, a big training effort underway, but we're still not at the target of 200 new drivers, which was identified in the Strawn report. So is QR potentially being overly ambitious?
No, I think they're quite capable of delivering it. There will be obviously a little bit of overtime necessary to support this timetable, but I think they're in a position where they're starting to gain drivers at a fairly significant rate. I'm not sure of the latest figure, but I think it'll be quite surprising. They have actually improved the training of the drivers within Queensland Rail. They've shortened it, and they've actually done some sector training as well to get people through quicker.
Robert Dow, you sound quite optimistic about this step. But in effect, aren't we really 3 years behind? Isn't QR 3 years behind where it should be?
We've lost at least 2.5 years of service improvements. Now, our point of view at this stage is that when the new timetable is embedded and operating properly, what we'd like to see then is further service improvements, particularly on the Sunshine Coast line. The Sunshine Coast line was promised 1 hour services out of peak in 2016. We haven't seen that. They've still got 90-minute services. There's still inadequate rail services north of Nambour to Gympie North. There's only two services a day. It's appalling. They need to increase the frequency from Caboolture through to Nambour and introduce some rail shuttles between Nambour and Gympie North.
I always get surprised that in countries who have so many more people than we do that we can't seem to get our people movement right. It takes us, it's taking us a long time. In a perfect world, Robert Dow, what else could be done to move people around more effectively?
We need to improve our bus networks. Bus network, particularly out of inner Brisbane, has the low frequency, poor connections, and it makes it difficult for people to get around. One of the benefits of the Brisbane Metro will be that it will allow a degree of bus network reform, and we expect there'll be a lot more cross-suburban bus routes, which will make it easier for people to get around Brisbane, and importantly will give some impetus for improving the bus networks outside of Brisbane. They need to improve the connections. If you improve the frequency of service, both train and bus, you minimise problems with misconnections. At the moment, we have a real problem. We have low-frequency rail, low-frequency bus, and they don't always connect properly. That adds hours to people's journey times. So they need to pay attention to the bus timetables, adjust them so that they more often than not do make the actual connections that they're meant to be making, and people will then be able to move seamlessly around on the public transport network, particularly with the new fare system coming in later this year. We're pretty excited about that. We think there'll be some new innovative ticketing products as well that will encourage people to use public transport. We need to make sure that our bus and rail networks is up to it.
Has that 1,033 days, though, that that drama, has it caused people to walk away from public transport?
Well, it did. We've analysed the patronage very closely for the last 10 years. But the good thing is the last year or so, we're starting to see an increase in patronage on all modes, and we think that will be maintained when the data is released for financial year 18-19. And we think that momentum now will continue, particularly with the new timetable again today, or the new old timetable, if you like. Mm-hmm. And the further improvements, particularly with the new fare system, we think that's a big winner for Queensland. Don't forget, this new fare system's going throughout Queensland. It'll allow people to use the urban bus up in Townsville or Toowoomba or Cairns with their same ticketing set up there, same go-kart and their registered smart devices as well. So this is a pretty exciting time moving forward.
An exciting time, says Robert Dow from the rail advocacy group Rail Back on Track. The end of rail fail, that is the test today. Let us know if you're travelling to a platform this morning. Take your phone with you and download the ABC Listen app. And if it's one of these new services, or new but old services, let us know if it's running on time. A text to 0467 922 612.